Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. This is another episode of Hey Tammy. And today's question is from Sarah. And she says, Tammy, what is keeping me stuck? And that is such an open question. That's such a question. It's a good question. There are no stupid questions. But this is a great question because it can be answered in so many different ways. And I just wanted to share that with you today about, because if you're feeling stuck, if you feel like you're in a rat race, if you're numbing out, like so many of us are, including myself, like I found that over in the fall, like this fall, I've been kind of falling into old patterns, old habits that don't get me the results that I want, don't get me the joy that I want. And I was feeling that rut of being stuck. And I wanted to share with you what it is initially, when you're stuck, what does that mean? And what it means is your brain is keeping you safe. If we stop beating ourselves up about being stuck and start acting and start going back to, like, start reflecting, take some time, what worked before? What area of your life are you feeling stuck? Because when we start to look at what really being stuck means, if you follow this podcast for a while, you know that I ask you to define a lot of terms. And when Sarah asked this, that's exactly where I went, is what does stuck mean to you? And for her, it was in relationships. For her, it was she was around her people but not connecting. Well, that answer, that being stuck, is a lot different than someone who's plateaued with their health or in their business or in their impact or their personal development or financially. But it all boils down to the same thing, that we have allowed our brains to put us in a zone, in a mindset that comfort, and I say comfort in a way that doesn't mean you feel good, because no one feels good when we're stuck. But it takes less energy, it takes less responsibility. We can scroll Facebook, we can play, you know, solitaire, which is kind of what I do. We get into this pit, we get into this cycle, and then we start to deep dive further and further into feeling this way because our brains like it, because our brains understand it. Because when you're acting and when you're doing something, then your brain has to work overtime. It has to use glucose, it has to put you in an area that it's never seen or done before. But when you are feeling stuck, it's like, this is familiar, this is comfortable. Even though we don't like it, we're there. And I know I've shared this story on the podcast before, but this is a story that I actually tell myself a lot. I use the phrase, are you ready to get off the nail? So let me share it with you again. I also shared the story with my son's homeschool group and to the students, because they got into the framework of all of this work is so hard. And so by sharing this, it helped them see, okay, we get to choose our hard. We get to choose our day. It's going to be hard to sit in our discomfort and grow, and it's going to be hard to sit in our comfortable stress. But which way is the way we want to go? And it is a choice. the more you realize that you are empowered with choice, the faster you can make a decision of, no, I actually want to stay where I am. I need a little bit of time. And I'm going to reframe the word stuck into I'm going to rest, or I'm going to take a break. And that's a whole nother podcast of what that means. We don't want to, if you're not going forwards, you're going backwards. That's just the law of momentum, the law of, an object in motion stays in motion, a object at rest stays at rest until it eventually goes backwards, like, and it never reaches its destination. There's a part of that law that we don't typically share. But back to the story is this man is sitting on a bench and he has his dog next to him. And this passerby, he's just sitting on the bench, just minding his own business and having a great day. Maybe there's a lake in front of him, so he's just, enjoying the moment. And this passerby stops and goes, "Dude, what's wrong with your dog?" And he looks down at his dog, who is in, sweating with distress. Like, he's whimpering, he's sad, he is in pain. And he looks down, he's like, "Oh, he's sitting on a nail." He's like, "What?" Like, "He's sitting on a nail." He's like, "Yeah, he's sitting on a nail." He's like, "Did you nail him to something?" He's like, "No, I would never do that. Can he get up? Like, what's going on? How is he on this nail?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, he can get up. But the moment he starts moving, it hurts more." He's like, "Oh, well, why does he just stand up?" He's like, "Well, he does it slowly. Every time he moves, it hurts more. And he doesn't know what the freedom feels like through the pain. He doesn't know that there's freedom and no pain when he completely stands up." So here we are. This is an analogy for ourselves, that we are sitting on this nail in pain, which is crazy because our brains are comfortable here because we understand it and it keeps us protected. It may not feel good, but it also doesn't help us grow. And we're not being held by anything on this nail. Just like the dog, it will hurt like the dickens if the dog would stand up. But we know, we can logically think that it would be 2 seconds and he would be off the nail and a moment later running around with freedom. He doesn't know that it only lasts 2 seconds. We don't know how long it would take us to get off the nail. And so when we go partially, or we start to move a little bit and it hurts even more, and so we sit back down, we stay stuck, we stay right where we think is where we're supposed to be, when really we step off that nail, we stand up, we get the freedom and the options and the feeling that comes from that is right in our grasp. So how long do you want to stay stuck? And going back to the question of what is making me stuck? And this is, and ask yourself, okay, define stuck. What is keeping you stuck? What area? First is defining the area of your life that you're feeling stuck. And it's like, "Oh, Tammy, I'm just overwhelmed with everything." You're like, everything is overwhelming you? So your finances, your kids, your job, your relationships, there's nothing in your life that is not overwhelming you. It's like, "Well, I really enjoy, spending time with my girlfriends." Okay, so it's not everything that is overwhelming you. So we can start to break that apart and really look at, okay, well then let's look at what areas of your life is the one that if you pull that string, the other ones would follow. Which is the one that we stand up from the nail concerning? And then there's the freedom around a lot of things. Because I guarantee there's one or two aspects of your life that feels out of control, that it feels uncertain. But our brain does a really good job in making it feel like it's everything. And so when you have that question of what's making me stuck, that's actually a really good question, and it's a time for reflection. It's a time for you to sit down and ask yourself, okay, what areas are going right? And I encourage you, even though what's not working is actually easier to come up with, I encourage you to ask yourself, okay, in these areas of my life, what's working? What is on autopilot and or is coasting that I can just lean into right now because it feels good and it makes me feel good about myself? And then start looking at, okay, what is the one thing that if I changed right now, what is one area that if I put my focus into for the next week, if I stood up off that nail, it would affect my whole life. And that is how we discover what is keeping us stuck. That is how we start this process. And it's not easy. It's simple, right? It's simple. And you're like, Tammy, like just asking myself these questions, if I knew it, well, I would do it. It's like, well, I ask you like wholeheartedly, have you asked yourself those questions yet? And if you have and can't come up with an answer, have you gone to a trusted friend and said, hey, I really need to discover what part of my life is stuck? Can you ask me these questions? And if that doesn't work, then friend, get on a call. Let's talk about the area of getting that's getting you stuck. And so you can start moving past it. So you can stand up off the right nail and go forward and conquer your day. Have a life that you love and is joyful and that you feel good about, because that's what is the joy in the Lord. That is what his burden is light and his yoke is light. Like that's what he wants for us. He doesn't want us to be on this nail that's keeping us down. There's enough things, enough hard things in this world that we should not be keeping ourselves on the nail. And so with that, I want to leave you with, well, that story. What nail are you sitting on that you need to stand up? I would love for you to share it with me. I would love for you to DM me or get onto our Facebook group, Divine Destiny, embracing, well, it's in the show notes. Divine Destiny is what the Facebook group is called. Embracing your impact as a Christian woman. I think that's what it is. Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. It's a, hey, Tammy, this is supposed to be quick. But I also want to tell you have a story to tell. You have an impact to make. And if this is something that God's been placing on your heart, if this is something that you even want to just discover, like, how can I share things I've been through in a healthy way? And what do I need? I'm going to share simple steps with you on how to do that, things that you need to do in order to prepare for it. And I'm doing a free workshop, a free webinar, whatever you want to call it, on December 21st to get a free seat. All you do is register. Just a link in the show notes. There's also a free gift for you. It's a some journaling questions to start getting in the right frame of mind for the webinar. If you want to do that, if you want some journaling questions of, okay, what story do I have? What impact? What is God asking me? This is a great place to start. So come to the webinar, come hang out with me, and we're gonna have such a good time. And just, it's meant so much to me to be able to share my story. It also is I was afraid that it was going to take, and I was gonna lose myself in the story. And so I wanna share it in a way that doesn't, you don't lose yourself, you don't feel prideful, and that it's actually an energy-giving experience instead of something that drains you. So with that, like come and hang out December 21st. The only way to get the replay is to sign up for the workshop, because otherwise, if I don't have your email, I can't send you the replay. And with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you, and get off that darn nail right away. Have a good day. Bye.